The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, mic'd up, Aviana Barrientos, and I've got James West and Kip Watson in studio. It is Shrink Day. Shrink. Yeah, you know, somebody on the team said, do you think you offend people when you call them shrinks? And I said, absolutely not. So I don't know.
Where did that word come from? Ryan asked me this the other day. He's like, why do therapists?
I don't know. Google it. You got the computer. Google it.
I thought maybe you would know.
I don't know. Brain.
We shrink your brain.
We're
so
going to shrink it down. So yeah.
We're
going to
shrink
so
it down. The crap out. And so it's smaller and we just leave the good.
Oh, is that where it came from?
I have no idea.
Anyway. I'll tell
you. Well, anyway, you guys are both more than qualified to, you know, be experts on the show. James West is a licensed professional counselor and intern and licensed chemical dependency counselor. And he has a master's in science of clinical mental health counseling and is learning to be a sex therapist. I love that. I can't wait to bring up Cosmo here in a second.
Yeah.
He's at Vantage Point Counseling in Dallas, where he is supervised by Michael Salas. He works with survivors of sexual trauma as well and their partners to help them heal and connect. And his specialties are trauma recovery, addiction recovery, and EMDR. So what is EMDR?
It's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Okay.
It's a trauma therapy. It's really, it's pretty cutting edge, but it was developed in the late 80s.
Basically, proven very effective with trauma victims.
You can kind of accelerate the trauma
stress.
Healing process with it. You can get there without it, but...
No, you know what? I recently read something about this. We had Dr. Dan Engel comes on the show regularly. He is a neuroscientist, and I believe we talked about this a little bit when he was on last, but it's always a pleasure. And of course, Kip Watson, she's a regular on One Life Radio. She is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and sports psychology professional with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high performance coach as well, a former professional athlete, and mom of two teenagers.
Ooh, new ring.
What is that?
Ring.
That's a big ring.
That is the world championship ring of the Dallas Elite Spartans, which we won last year.
Oh, nice.
Where I served as mental skills director.
Wow. So how come the ring? I'm going to ask the question. I'm just curious. I think I probably know the answer, but why is the ring so big? All these championship rings are huge.
I don't know. I guess it's part of the celebratory make it as big as you can while you can, because ultimately it'll fade away, right? And then you have the ring.
It fade away? I don't think it would ever fade away to win a championship. That's so incredible.
Well, it is, but really nobody remembers. Like, who remembers a Super Bowl champion of 1981? Nobody could really tell you that unless you go look it up. Right? You'd have to go. People don't remember, right? Nobody remembers the MVP of Super Bowl 77. I don't know. Right? But for the people who play it, do it, right? It's that.
It's very special.
Symbol of.
Yeah. Of power.
Hard work.
You could kill someone with that ring if you punched him hard enough.
The teamwork, all that goes
it's like what do you call those brass knuckles that like people wear?
Right, that's,
Looks like if you had a couple of them on, you could kill someone. But so you know how we always love to talk about Cosmopolitan magazine. Well, I got the latest copy a couple of days ago.
Magazine.
And Jenna Dewan is on the cover and is talking about your 2019 sex and dating strategy. And should you have a strategy, seriously, for sex and dating? I don't know.
Sure, if you're married. Yeah.
If you're married?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got married a month ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You need to have that conversation.
So I got a championship ring, too.
Yes, that is. Right? You need to have that conversation with your spouse.
So are you saying that you don't believe in any sex before marriage?
I don't think it's the best idea, no.
Okay. Well,
but that gets into a whole nother show.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Me too.
Most people have, I think, these days. Yes.
Okay, so I was listening to Kinky Boots on the way here. Sex is in the heel. I love that song.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I have to ask the question. It says Q&A. This is Sex Q&A with Cosmopolitan.
All right, let's go.
Okay, is there actually such a thing as a mindgasm?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. What do you
explain.
Say?
Explain.
A mindgasm. It says
something that blows your mind.
It says getting so aroused by
Pun
your thoughts.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I believe in this. It's happened to me. So
right. Yeah.
Getting so aroused, and that, in fact, this is the key to great sex, by the way.
Okay.
And in the preparation before you have sex. So I do think you do have to plan and strategize, but getting so aroused by your thoughts that you climax without any. See, I'm getting excited just talking about it. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna start over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it back.
Getting so aroused by your thoughts that you climax without any touching is possible. Your brain is the biggest sex organ that you have, explains clinical sexologist Don Michael, PhD, who has seen women think themselves off IRL. So it says. That said. It's not exactly easy. Using mind power alone to reach your peak takes practice, and only a few people can achieve it. Well, and I'll just here's the secret. You got to prepare. You got to, you know, when you get ready for sex, you should start preparing like an hour ahead of time, I think.
Well, most women might need that. Men, not so much.
Men, not so much? Yeah, because...
No. They don't.
Oh, God, I want to say something so
Where's
bad.
Where's the spontaneity?
Wish we were on the podcast after the broadcast. I would say it.
You would.
We'll just have to do that.
Okay. I'll just have to imagine what you might say.
Icky days.
Wow, Bernadette.
I'll say it in Pig Latin. Icky days are ummy day. <That's>, did I say
oh,
it right?
No.
Day.
Day.
There you go. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Icky days.
I think women.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
That took me a minute.
James, I like
it's
you.
It's been a long time since I heard pig Latin.
Right? I couldn't figure out what the second word was for a minute, but
okay.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it is. You prepare mm-hmm. yourself. It's you know, like you in your bathroom, you just, you know, when you get dressed and you
it
know,
makes sense that it would be a little
shower
more
nuanced and,
for a woman.
Yeah. Then.
Well,
yeah, it's in your mind
but
first.
But then when men get older, they got to do extra as well.
What do they have to do? I don't know.
Like what you're talking about, like get yourself in the mood.
Oh, really?
Get yourself.
How do men do that?
I think it is like it's a very meditative, contemplative thing.
Is it visual for men? Do they like create visions? You know, like for women,
visions.
I just think it's like, no touching. I'm just saying you can make yourself sexy by just believing it. If you believe you're sexy, well, therefore you will be sexy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But there is something I think within females, right? Because it is internal, right? Where physically we can do that sort of mentally, emotionally, and create a physical response. I don't know that it's as, I'm not male. I don't know that it's as easy when you have external sex organs to do that same thing without, I mean, like they got to have the touch part.
It's uncomfortable
to
talk about,
the
isn't
touch
it?
Part, right?
It's hard to keep your hands off.
Where women, I think, because it's internal and there are muscles there internally, you can create that orgasm easier.
Well, think about when you have an orgasm when you're sleeping. Has anybody ever experienced that?
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so how
sleeping?
Does that? Yeah, when you're sleeping. Yeah. In a dream.
Get yourself
Lexi
off
has,
in a dream.
What? I have. In Lexi just
dream.
Raised her hand. Anybody else
dream.
Here?
Okay. In
that
a
was
dream.
A confusing gotcha. Night in grade school.
That was a what?
That one got Kip.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, I think I peed my bed. And years later, I was like, oh, that's why it
that's
was weird
what that was.
Consistency.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's why it was so easy to change the sheets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. No, you know, we're gonna have to do a
the
podcast after the broadcast about all
right.
this because it's so difficult to, well, I don't know, you're doing a pretty good job over there.
Keep rolling.
We need to keep rolling. I'm trying to think. Okay, so let me see keep what else is in here. Okay, on the cover, genius tricks for finding your person, next level hookup ideas. I don't believe in hookups.
Next level.
You don't believe in hookups?
I don't. No. Not at all.
Bad.
Yeah. I've done one walk of shame in my life. One. Okay. And I'll never do it again. Yeah.
That is the absolute loss of sacredness.
I just read a statistic, though, that most people that do a one-night stand don't feel as guilty as our media makes us think they would.
Well, I think it's a very natural thing. There's no judging here. Uh-huh. I just don't think it's healthy. I wouldn't want my daughters doing it. One of them's too young for it, but my eldest daughter, I don't think it's healthy.
That's exactly the problem.
What?
That we've been desensitized to the negative impact that's actually doing.
Hmm.
When you
I can
have
see that you
loose,
disagree with her on some things,
loose,
too. We're going to have a nice,
loose,
juicy podcast after the broadcast
immorality.
Coming up.
I'll just wait.
All right.
Then
yeah.
you lose the conviction that should be there.
I don't think we get a right to judge anybody else and come off with a self-righteous attitude, though, about something that's so perfectly natural. I mean, you have it, you do it in your sleep, for God's sake.
It's not a judgment.
So
it's a moral stance. Don't confuse the two.
No, I know, but even morality is, I don't know. That's everybody has a difference of opinion, and I just don't think we get a right to judge.
That's what I'm saying. It's a difference in moral opinion. It's not a judgment.
Right. Oh, I wish I could say something, but I can't. About somebody that I know that's, I can't do it, though. But I would never do that. But it's a great story about somebody who's always so moral and yet succumbed, if you will, to the desires of humanity that I think exists in all of us. But anyway, we're going to go to break, and here's the song, Sex is in the Heel. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern-day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop poop be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracel in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on oneliferadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Kip Watson in studio and James West. James West is a licensed professional counselor, intern, and licensed chemical dependency counselor. He has a master's of science in clinical mental health counseling and is learning to be a sex therapist at Vantage Point Counseling in Dallas, where he is supervised by Michael Salas. He works with survivors of sexual trauma and their partners to help them heal and connect. His specialties are in trauma recovery, addiction recovery, and EMDR. So great to have you in studio. It's the first time we've met.
Thank you.
And I like you. I really do. I like your sense. You've got a great sense of humor.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
And that's always good. A sense of humor will take you far in life, won't it?
I think so. One of my first jobs, I had a guy come up to me at Corner Bakery, and he was like, "Your smile is so good." Okay. But like, that guy's words are just ringing in my ears.
Well, no, you have great energy, and energy is very real. And, so I have to ask you, as I was reading your bio, and it said you are learning to be a sex therapist.
Yeah, I can't claim that title yet.
But what does it take to be a sex therapist? Why is that different than a regular therapist? What is the specialty?
There's a few ways you can go. You got to get a credential, and there's two different mainstream paths for that. You can go through ASECT, which has two A's. It's like sexual educators, basically. And that's kind of the one I'm aiming to do. Or you can do the CSAT thing, which is the sex addiction path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, today we're talking about supporting a partner through their sexual trauma recovery. And so this is very important because a lot of people experience sexual trauma. They really do. And so let's define what sexual trauma is as we begin here.
Yeah. And Kip and I were just talking about how it's kind of murky and vague. But I guess I would say that sexual trauma is any experience in which... Well, it results from an experience in which unwanted sexual attention was kind of put on you. And usually it's characterized by a sense of powerlessness.
Okay.
I think that's basically, I think, the main criteria. And if you look in like the DSM, PTSD, one of the three reasons you can be diagnosed with it is... a sexual assault experience, which I think is pretty much synonymous Yeah. But I think the trauma piece keeps you, it carries you forward into the future to where you understand if I've had sexual trauma, I'm dealing with it today, mm-hmm. even though it happened.
We've talked about this many times on the mm-hmm. air, Kip. Kip's been on the air with us for a long time. And for those of you maybe just now joining us, Kip as well is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and a sports psychology professional. You know, I was nearly raped when I was 16 years old. That's the only, that's the only experience I've ever had with sexual trauma. And I was silenced. I was told I could never talk about it. I was actually talking about this yesterday with a dear friend of mine.
That's horrible.
We were saying that if my father would have ever found out, he would have murdered the guy. Like, seriously. But I was silenced.
Maybe,
I was. Yeah. No, he was Italian. I'm pretty sure
okay.
he would have.
He would have.
And we lived in New York. Yeah. He probably would have at least gotten his legs and his face broken. But seriously. But I was 16 years old, and I obviously had never had sex. And he was a 45-year-old man. He was my boyfriend's father's best friend. And it was at a party that it happened. And they, you know... it was a nice party, let me just say that. And I won't go into all the details of how it happened, but I was nearly raped and I was silenced. And so let's take a situation like that.
Yeah.
How does that affect somebody in their future life, do you think?
What stands out to me about that? Well, okay, so how does it affect you in your future life?
Or anyone that's had a sexual like
trauma,
you said. Trauma
is stored in the body.
Yeah.
So and when you had Ian on from Vantage Point mm-hmm. recently, y'all were talking about like the difference between mental and verbal and physical abuse.
Uh-huh.
So I disagree with you about how like verbal abuse can be worse, because physical abuse, like you can forgive and forget all day until you're blue in the face.
Yeah.
Or at least try to, but your body will remember. So when you have a traumatic experience.
And not your mind?
Yeah, because
it's funny because I feel and respectfully, you know, this uh-huh. I love that we're talking about this though, because I was actually talking with this about my friend to my friend yesterday too. It like the difference between physical, emotional, and verbal abuse. To me, they're all equally as
well,
damaging.
All horrible.
They're all equally because
yeah.
the thing well, is, you know, if you don't have the heart to fight back and be verbally violent yourself, but you naturally have an instinct to protect yourself if someone's hitting you. And if I've experienced all three.
So fight, flight, or freeze.
Right. And I've experienced all three, unfortunately. And so I think I speak from a very sound background in it, unfortunately.
I think so too.
And fortunately, because it's what hasn't killed me has made me incredibly stronger and given me an insight that a lot of women don't have.
I think when there's been a sexual trauma and it happens to you when you're younger, you're not fully aware of the impact of it. And sometimes it takes then something that happens in the future where then something that gets triggered, whether uh-huh. it's, you know, a physical sensation or whether it's something mental or emotional.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It could be.
Or even an outfit. I have clothes that like I needed, like get out of my closet that remind me of just certain people in my life, bring me back to a time.
Well, and, you know, I've shared on the air before, too, that I was date raped when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And silenced, too. Like, mm-hmm. that was a silencing thing where I didn't tell anybody for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so on my honeymoon night, like, or wedding night, guess what? Right? I'm having panic.
Yeah.
But I...
It's not okay. It's not safe.
Yeah. And not fully, I think, prepared for that, you know,
interaction.
That
How
trauma.
How do you prepare for that?
And not aware of that. But it could be when it involves the sexual act, right? It could be even position creates a sense of panic.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow. I never even thought about that.
It can be,
any
like
reminder.
He said, yeah, a smell.
Well, the brain doesn't know the difference between the past mm-hmm. and present moment when you've experienced a trauma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know that because brain scans light up, you know, when we look at the brain while
different
someone's...
Different neural activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know about using where the brain lights up to draw serious conclusions about human behavior, but I guess it does make sense to me, at least philosophically, that... we can't tell the difference between the past and the present moment when mm-hmm. we've had a trauma. So, like, I've had traumatic experiences as well. I have a huge fear of abandonment, and I walk around just afraid that I'm going to piss people off a lot. Actually, this week I've been struggling with it a lot.
Wow.
And I saw my therapist yesterday and he was like, where do you feel it in your body? And I noticed, oh, my stomach hurts. And he said, "When is there another time you felt that before?" And I don't know. But that's something I'm working
through right now. I appreciate you being so candid with us. I absolutely love that. It sounds like so many people do suffer from sexual trauma. So how many people do have it from their past? And
sexual trauma?
And I feel like I've completely released mine. Seriously, I'm in the happiest place I've ever been in my life. I'm incredibly happy.
Me too.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And so but I'm a very forgiving person. I think that, and I'm not one to be on a pity potty, you know? And so a lot of people, I think, or pity party, whatever it is, pity party. Right. You know, like some people want to wallow in that drama their whole life.
You mean like feel sorry for them?
Yeah, like, right. You know, poor me, you know?
They use it as a crutch.
Use it as a crutch instead of
a continuous
as an opportunity.
Mindset,
yeah.
I think can be a consequence to the trauma.
Yeah.
It's easy to get stuck in there.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk more about it with both you guys. And I love this. I do. It's great having you both of you in studio together. There's just like a good vibe going on here. So everyone, I hope you're enjoying it too. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H-Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. Two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put four in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy three and get one free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Pick me up, love. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Kip Watson and James West. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or the podcast after the broadcast. We only have 10 up. We're working on it. But we love doing them. We really do. So check it out at oneliferadio.com. You can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Squatty Potty has a special coupon code for squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off anything that you order now through the end of December. As well, the H Hemp Company has a special where you buy four in your cart and you only pay for three. So you buy three basically and get one free.
Yeah, use the code OLR1 and you're getting the Super Breath Blast.
Yeah, and it's really good. I love carrying it in my purse. It's a great little thing for guys too to just keep in their pocket. And
yeah,
it's
keep
it's
your breath minty
it's
fresh.
Hemp oil and it really relaxes you and gives you fresh breath so you're ready to kiss if you need to in this holiday season.
Good
or anytime.
Girls too. Good for guys.
Good for guys. Who doesn't want fresh breath? And who doesn't want to kiss, right?
Nobody likes
especially if it's
breath.
A good kisser. How long should someone kiss? How long? What's a typical kiss?
What do you want out of a kiss?
Oh, right. I love to kiss.
It depends on what you want it to lead to.
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
Well, the longer.
What does the kiss mean?
Right.
In that moment.
The longer you linger.
Is it true?
We should do a segment on the psychology of the kiss.
Oh, we should. Oh, absolutely. That would be a great subject. I think that kissing is one of the most important parts of a relationship. I do.
Well, we talked a bit.
And I've only met one good underrated. Kisser in my life.
Oh.
I'm not going to.
It's a very
I'm not going
act.
To name him.
Doesn't it take, I think it takes practice and feedback.
I think it takes passion. I think when you really, really love someone, yeah, you kiss like crazy.
Okay.
That's what I think. Before you have sex and during and after.
Does it have to be love or just passion?
That's a great question. I don't know, does it? You're the shrink. Kip, what do you think? You're
does
the shrink.
Does it have to be love or passion?
Yeah, in order for the kiss to be good.
To just or flow both. Out?
I think that it goes hand in hand if you really... Passion and love should...
I think there's different love. Like, you know, like I'll give my mom a kiss on the cheek, right? There's a love kiss there, right?
Right. But we're not talking passion. About... Yeah, well, we're not talking about that kind of kiss, but...
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me reintroduce you guys for everyone out there that's just now joining us. James West is a licensed professional counselor, intern, and licensed chemical dependency counselor. You can find him at Vantage Point Counseling here in Dallas. He works with survivors of sexual trauma and their partners to help them heal and connect. His specialties are in trauma recovery, addiction recovery, and EMDR. And of course, Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, and she is a sports psychology professional as well as a certified high performance coach and a former professional athlete. We're talking about supporting a partner through their sexual trauma recovery. So what if your partner is in denial about their sexual trauma? And before that even, how do you know? And if they don't tell you, are there telltale signs if someone has experienced sexual trauma?
I think that there can be. Yeah, like if you won't undress in front of your partner or you want it to
be. Well, that could be just shyness.
It could, or it could be a sign that you've had some sort of trauma and you're not comfortable being sexual.
How many years has it been since you had sex with your partner? That can be a sign.
Yeah, if there's an abstinence of sexual.
How many
it doesn't
years?
Have to be sexual.
And you have a partner and you haven't had sex in years, I'd say that's a big problem.
Right. That's,
for years? Maybe I think you say weeks or months. There's years. People, listen to me, I just.
Whoa.
Yes.
Tripped over your words a little bit.
I'm serious though.
But it's well, not, I don't, it's not your responsibility to figure out your partner though. So, you know, it's similar to kind of like Al-Anon and addiction. Where, like, it's not my responsibility to get you healthy. It's, you know, that's something that you got to take care of. So I kind of shy away from, like, the what are the signs, like, of recognizing if your partner has a sexual trauma.
Yeah.
It's more, like, up to them to figure that out. But if you're...
Well, if you're not sexually experienced, I don't think you, you know, start, you know... I don't know. I'm uncomfortable talking about this live. Well, I think we need to do a podcast after the podcast.
I think there can be signs, and if they're not aware, but you're in a committed or even a marital relationship, and things aren't, you're not. There's not an equal yoke there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's not going well,
you need to help each other figure that out.
Maybe like, go to couples counseling.
Comfortable yeah. talking about your sexual intimacy and what you like and don't like. If you can't articulate what you like or don't like, then that, yes, there might be a sign there.
It's mm-hmm. going to be hard to enjoy it, period. It doesn't mean right. that there's sexual trauma if that's happening, but you know, you might benefit from seeing a therapist who can help you talk about that.
How difficult? Yeah, how difficult is it to recover? And doesn't it depend upon the severity yeah. of the sexual abuse and the length of the sexual abuse? And the age of the sexual abuse.
I'm not going to lie. It's not easy to do, and it's painful. It's also worth it because
yeah.
You can really just change your life by going through that process of mm-hmm. recovering from any trauma.
I would think it would be more damaging if you were a child.
You're right. I mean,
much more damaging.
When stuff happens to us when we're kids, we get developmentally stuck. So, yeah. I was six.
I wish more people realized that, seriously, that the trauma that children suffer typically at the age that, mm-hmm. that it does hold them back.
Yeah, I have a lot of 6-year-old issues, and I'm 31.
Really?
Yeah, because when I was six, I got left in a park by accident. So that's where my mm-hmm. abandonment issues really stem from.
You got left there by accident?
Yeah, there were a lot of family members there, a lot of cars, and
oh my gosh!
And I was only there for like 20 or 30 minutes.
Wow!
But it felt
that's
like
traumatizing.
Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! I had a panic attack.
Right.
You know?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
So as a result, like, yeah, I have this a lot of like stuff that you might expect like a 6-year-old to be struggling with. Or,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. No, I actually know someone that experienced something similar to that around mm-hmm. that age too. And it is very damaging.
Memory issues.
Yeah. And so how do you get past something like that?
Well, you go to therapy. I think really like EMDR can help, but it's really good to talk about it with someone that you feel safe with that has earned your mm-hmm. trust. It's essential because these kinds of stories are sacred.
Mm-hmm.
You have
are
to
sacred.
Keep them sacred by only telling them and sharing them with someone mm-hmm. that has earned the right to hear them.
Well, you know, last week I was talking with a friend of mine and we were talking about therapy and we have another friend that doesn't believe in it and thinks it's a total waste of time and money. And we really wish that we could get through to that person that it's not. And I described it as this because I think I started having anxiety and maybe it was related to my sexual trauma at 16. At 21, I started having panic attacks and I went to see a therapist. I had a really good job. I was working for the state of New York. And so I had really good insurance. And so I went to see a therapist. And anyway, you know, the way I described therapy and always have is that you go into a building, you go into an office, you talk to this person that you feel safe with, and you let your heart bleed, but they stop you from bleeding to death, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're going to hold the space for
They're going to hold, yeah, and just protect you and make sure that you know, that whatever you tell them or whatever you go through with them, that they are going to make sure that you're okay.
And not everyone needs therapy necessarily.
Yeah.
But like therapy helped me a lot. So I can vouch for it.
So who do you think does need therapy? That's a good question.
Well, I think in this situation that you're talking about, anytime you do reach the point where the trauma has created some disruption or harm to yourself and your everyday life and mm-hmm. your relationships, mm-hmm. you need to go see a professional and move through it. Mm-hmm. You have to face it mm-hmm. and with someone you trust and is trustworthy to help you walk through it, navigate through it, figure out where the lies are that you've believed all this time because of that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to work to change it, heal from it. Sexual trauma, I have often said, or even rape, I've said, you know, it does leave a scar. There is a wound there. Mm-hmm. Now,
it's a literal wound, too.
You can heal mm-hmm. it, but there is a wound there that it creates a change. But I think with very intentional therapy, working with a specialist, especially with how it affects your emotions and your belief system and your physical response, you can change and I believe have full recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's even though there's a sure, scar there.
300% recovered.
Yeah, like yeah. That's good for people to know because I think a lot of people don't think that they can have this best
yes,
life,
you can.
This happiness
you can.
That we're looking for, which in fact
you can be sexually whole.
You can be sexually whole. I love it.
And more. And anyone who needs support, I think, is a good candidate for therapy. So that's why as like a partner of a survivor of sexual trauma, it's important to take care of yourself. And you can really benefit from therapy.
Oh, I agree. I think everybody needs therapy. I really do. I think that it's important because most of us do have something happen in
it's
our life that
to
we
avoid
need
trauma.
Someone to, yes, absolutely, to talk to be validated, to be understood. It's the most natural thing on earth, the most common, you know, it's critical. It's
yeah.
critical.
Even me, so, like I wasn't abused. I yeah. was just accidentally left.
Left. You were left alone.
And I thought I was going to die.
Wow. Wow. Wow, so that's a lot to think about as
perception.
Parents out there listening, yeah.
It's impossible to avoid it, yeah.
yeah.
At some point, your kid's going to get
and
scared.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Gosh, you were like, so it was home alone for you, except it was in a park.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! Well, we're gonna come back from break. We're gonna be talking with Kip Watson on how to intentionally generate happiness. Three simple tips, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. You say, turn on the boob tube. I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. And by the way, now. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Elvira. All right. Elvira.
My heart's on fire for Elvira.
You know what, you guys? Keep it playing. cherry wine. You know what? Let it play. You can.
This is a classic.
When I left here yesterday, I was jonesing for Elvira so bad, the song,
really?
That when I got
really?
In my car, I put it on Apple Music, and I played it like 10 times. I did.
Really?
Don't you do that with songs sometimes?
Not 10 times,
okay.
No.
Okay, I'm exaggerating.
I
played it like 4 times. But you know, you're supposed to exaggerate on radio to make it funny. And so,
I'm
on the Thanksgiving break. I'm going down, actually, over the river and through the woods, going into the deep
house.
Into the heart of Texas, out into to a wildlife rescue that my niece has built her new home on with her husband. And they have rescue horses, pigs, you name it. They've got it. And it's just this wonderful place. There's no internet. There's no, like, you know...
Tappy tappy?
Yeah, there you go. There's nothing. You're disconnected from the world. And so, but anyway, on the way there, we found this old radio station. I don't even know where it was from. I told my daughter, Vincenza, I was like, get that radio station. That's really cool. We'll listen to it when we come down. But it was a kind of like a Thanksgiving special. So they were playing like all these really old songs, like Elvira. And it's just such a happy song. Did it make you happy when Diamond played it?
I don't know that song.
You don't know it?
It was a treat.
It was a treat.
I don't even know what year it came out, but what year did it come out? Was it 70 something?
I think so.
Yeah,
early 70s.
That would make sense because I can remember. I don't remember what year, but I remember liking
81.
The song. 81.
Oh, really?
Okay, in 81. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right,
but anyway. Let's get to our talk.
Okay.
How about that? All right. So Kip Watson, if you're just now joining us, is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, and she's also a sports psychology professional with 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach, a former professional athlete, and mom of 2 teenagers, and you can find her on Twitter at KipFit. Today, we're talking about how to intentionally generate happiness. 3 simple tips, okay?
Yes.
You know, as kids, we're very clear about what creates happiness for the most part.
Yes.
And so why do we lose that as adults?
Well, I think when we're kids, we're really self-centric. Like, all we want to do is go out and do the things that are fun.
We just want to have fun.
We just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what being a kid is about, right?
Play.
And yeah, it's play. And when you, as you get older, then there's more self-awareness. And you start to realize, like, there's other things that start to then take priority, right? And things change, things
shift.
Yeah,
like having to earn money to pay your bills. That's a huge one.
Yes,
yeah, that'll suck the life out of you.
Yeah. Yes. And in modern language, like, you have to start adulting.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I bought my daughter an oven mitt about adulting. The store, and it says adulting is BS, but it says the whole word. I thought it was funny.
yeah.
But why is adulting so difficult? It seems like it's more difficult too for young people now. I don't know why. I don't know. You know,
like a failure to launch thing.
I don't know.
Well,
I feel like I was adulting when I was 10. It felt like, you know. I mean, we had responsibilities around the house. And,
right.
We got to play, but I had responsibilities at a very early age.
Well, I had my first job when I was 6th grade, 7th grade, delivering the paper, right?
Yep,
well,
yep.
That was my first job. So, and I had that responsibility of collecting,
mm-hmm.
delivering.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a job.
Yeah.
But I was 12 years old.
No, I used to deliver
and
papers, too.
And I think the generations of youth kind of have stopped doing that. We've delayed that where now it is, like, they want to keep having fun and keep having play.
Yeah.
And they don't quite understand, like, that there's sort of this
and
melding.
Parents are coddling.
Well, right. Yeah. We're going to have those guys on next week, which I'm so excited about. But we're tending to coddle the American mind instead of, you know, help them grow into responsibility and being contributors.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, why as we age, why does our self-awareness increase and our lack of happiness diminish? Is that what you're saying, that's just to be expected?
Well, I think you become more aware of sort of, you know, even what we've been, there's good and evil. There's responsibility. There are jobs and things that have to get done. It isn't just all about play. So it can feel like life is not as happy as it was when we were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now, given that, we got to be more intentional as adults in choosing the things and doing the things and creating things or situations or experiences that do generate a sense of joy.
Mm-hmm. So what are your, you've got three tips. Yes. What are they?
First one is very simple, although it may challenge you. All right, make
a
list. Well, for you, this is probably going to be easy. You're right. For you, this may be easy. For others, this may be more of a challenge.
I have fun every day.
Make a list of 100 things. 100.
100?
100 things.
That's a
that
lot.
That make you happy or remind you of really what truly lights you up.
Hmm. 100?
100.
Okay.
Like, go for it. Like,
all
100.
All of your things always include, like, a lot of work and making
meetings. That's not a lot of work. Like, have like, the list. How is that a...
Intentionally
a
creating
meeting.
Happiness takes work. You right? got to adult your life.
Okay,
about.
Let me ask you as a sex counselor, okay, do you think that couples should schedule sex? We've had this discussion many
it
times
depends.
With Kip.
It depends on what they... Because spontaneity is sometimes really important for some
Absolutely.
People. Sometimes it's not so important.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends upon the personality.
Right.
I just thought I'd bring it up. Okay, so isn't looking forward to something absolutely vital? In fact, I was reading somewhere that like looking forward to something is better than actually what you're looking forward to when you experience it.
Yes, that's often the case, is that the looking forward to it is much more ideal than the real actual experience that you have. But that's my tip number two is you got to take yourself actually on a happiness date. It doesn't have to be expensive. Like for me, happiness is a cup of coffee out on my porch for an hour with my fashion magazine, right? That's a happiness date for me.
Play guitar for a while.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
You got to block hours in your week somewhere in your calendar where there's no work, no chores, no responsibilities, no phone, no Facebook, no, and just do something that makes you happy.
I think people, here's what I think makes you happy, is having a good attitude and having constant gratitude for where you are. You know, you see it all over. You see people that are doing jobs that are not jobs that would typically make someone happy, like being a garbage collector or just doing some of these menial labor jobs like, you know, out in the fields picking tomatoes, whatever it is. But a lot of times those people have a big smile on their face because they choose to be happy.
It's
they choose. It is a practice. They have in their heart, they're happy, and it comes out in their body, their mind, their spirit, everything. Right.
Well, and that's tip number three is definitely whatever you do, keep a gratitude journal, like write it down. Every single day, write down three things that you are grateful for, whether it's a small thing like the cup of coffee, which is often on my gratitude
list. Do you
list,
have to write it down?
Because
I don't. I'm grateful all day long. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my heat, my food, my
research shows that yes, when you get into the practice of writing it down, you actually experience more joy and happiness because there's something that happens with
when you write it down
with that habit.
Interesting.
Yes.
Really interesting.
And write it. Don't type it.
Don't type it.
Correct.
Oh, and your
write
phone,
it.
Like, yeah, text it to yourself?
Not a digital journal, but a written journal.
Well, okay, so, you know, we opened about Elvira. Music makes me happy. Listening to a song that brings back a memory from my childhood or something makes me happy. It just little things can make you so happy.
Well, that's actually how I did my list of 100. I went back to my Peanuts days and put happiness is.
Oh, cute.
And I wrote them out.
So cute.
Right?
I love it. I do. Kip Watson, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. James West, thank you for being in studio with us.
Thank you.
And I really enjoyed it. I did. I hope everyone out there listening enjoyed it. You know what? Another quick shout out to our sponsors, great companies like the H Hemp Company. My goodness.
Sun Warrior.
Paleo Magazine. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the Wellbeing Journal. Who am I forgetting?
Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty. Get yours. They work. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.